This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're just getting started, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another day here today. Thank you, Lord, for even waking us up here today. We praise and magnify your holy name here today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We ask for your blessings on all that we do here today. Now watch out over us. In Jesus' name we pray. Help us as well, Lord. Help us to be doers of your word. And help us to be better defenders of the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're about to hear the last part of a message. It's only going to run 6 minutes, so I'm going to talk for a couple minutes before we get started. It's a look at, I'm teaching the Gospel of Mark. We're in the last chapter. We're piecing together things that happened after the resurrection, and we've been looking at these last, yesterday here and today. We're looking at what happened to these two men walking on the road to Emmaus. Luke chapter 24, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they talked together of all these things which had happened, so it was when they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. That's what we've been looking at. And I've been thinking, I'm teaching this series on Sunday night. It's called Be Ready Always to Give an Answer for the Hope That Is in You with Meekness and Fear. And I got to be thinking, most people, when you try to use the Word of God to answer that, the problem is a lot of people don't believe the Word of God. And I was thinking of another great way to do that. To fulfill that calling, the ministry is apologetics, because that's the Greek word for defense or answers, the Greek word apologia. And if someone doesn't believe the word of God, what do you do? How do you defend the faith when people don't believe the word? Well, I've come up with another way, and that is Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy is the perfect way. Because you look at things, because you don't even need faith to understand this. You need faith to believe, but you don't even need faith to understand Bible prophecy. These things have already happened. For instance, we're looking here at this text here in Luke chapter 24, and we're looking here where it says here, beginning, this is Luke 24, verse 26, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures concerning himself. Now, at that verse, if you have a good Bible, Bible with center column references in it, or a reference Bible, you'll notice at that verse is more references than any verse in your entire Bible. It takes up half of this column in this Cambridge Bible I'm looking at. Luke 24:27. It's got half of a column here. I'll read them to you. Genesis 3:15, Genesis 12:3, Numbers 21:9, Deuteronomy 18:15, John 5:46, Psalm 16:9, Psalm 10:22, Psalm 132, Isaiah 7:14, Jeremiah 23:5, Ezekiel 34:23, Daniel 9:24. That's what we're going to look at today. Micah chapter 5, verse 2, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 4, verse 2. Now think, let me clue you in case you don't know. The odds of one person fulfilling three things is the same as you hitting all six numbers on the Florida lottery every Saturday night, as long as you live up until you're 85 years old. You don't need faith to believe that. All you need is a slide rule calculator. The odds of fulfilling four things written about them before they happen is 1 in 10 to the 27th power. Now, you don't need faith to believe that. All you need is a slide rule. Four things. This is what Jesus did. This is what you can do with the scoffer as well. Look at things. Now, here to these guys, this was fresh in their mind when he took them to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. This is how you're going to know the Messiah is here, when he rides into town on a donkey. Now, that had happened just last Sunday. Here it was. This is Resurrection Day. That just happened. Or Psalm chapter 22. When the Messiah comes, they're going to gamble for his clothes. Now, that had happened on Friday morning. Here it is Sunday morning, 3 days earlier, certainly fresh in their memory. That's the perfect way to help you defend the faith, is by Bible prophecy. This is why we have Bible prophecy. It says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is the whole reason there's prophecy in the Bible, so that you will know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and God speaks things before they happen so that you'll know that his word is true. These things were found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They're in the Greek Septuagint Old Testament 200 years before Christ. So you can't say Christians added it in later. 200 years before Christ, the Bible said the Messiah's hands and feet were going to be pierced. They were going to gamble for his clothing. They were going to mock at him and surround him. He was going to cry out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." This is the way to help to show a scoffer, and pray and let God use these words to help open up people's eyes to the truth. All right, that's going to do it here for me today. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday. We're starting a brand new series. We're going through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse, Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, here is the last part of this message from Mark chapter 16.
The Messiah is going to come out of Bethlehem, and he's not going to have a beginning. And it's 200 years after David. And they found these in the Dead Sea Scrolls that were buried 150 years before anyone's ever heard of Jesus. You can't say Christians wrote it in later, because they already had this. They already had this. They already had where it said, they're going to gamble for my clothing. They already had where it said, they're going to pierce my hands and my feet. 200 years before anyone heard of Jesus, this stuff was buried in a cave. You can't say Christians added it later. These are the kind of stuff you say to these people that says, I don't believe any of that. Prove it. That's what we're looking at here tonight. Let's move forward, though. Another prophet says, behold, your king is coming, and he's riding on a donkey. That's how you'll recognize him. When you see someone riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, then you'll know your Messiah has come. That was written 500 years before it happened. And that would have floored these guys, because it just happened last Sunday, a week earlier. Not 500 years. For crying out loud, it was last Sunday. These were the things that Jesus told these guys when he called them slow. Then he took them to Psalm 22 and the things the Holy Spirit said through King David. This Messiah is going to cry out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That's how you know it's him. For my clothing, they'll cast lots. Now, for those with really short memories, that happened Friday. And today's Sunday. Friday morning. Even everyone here can remember what you did Friday morning, right? Talk about fresh in your memory. This was Friday. This was Sunday morning when these guys are on this road. Now, let's pick it up. The rest of this wonderful encounter. Luke chapter 24, verse 28. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated it would have gone farther. But they constrained him and said, Abide with us, for it's toward evening. The day is far spent. So he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us on the road, while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 and those with them gathered together, and they said, The Lord is risen. Hallelujah. The King James Version, New King James, has an exclamation point. Notice the change in Resurrection Day celebration. The Lord is risen, they said. Exclamation point. He's appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. How did they know him in the breaking of the bread? They saw his hands and the nail-pierced holes in his hands. That's how they recognized. If we're going to go and do likewise. A perfect place to stop for a moment. Remember Jesus. Remember what he did on the cross for us. He was recognized to them by the breaking of the bread. Let's stop for a moment here and remember everything Jesus has done for us. Praise your holy name in this house. Thank you for setting us free and reconcile us back to the Father. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Now, verse 44. He said to them, These are the words. Now, this is Jesus speaking. He's back in their presence now. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And then I add, all of you too are witnesses as well. Witnesses to the saving grace of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio,